USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I would expect there to be, quite a few more indictments. I think this conspiracy, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy, is broad and deep.
Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on new revelations in the John Durham investigation. The probe has uncovered evidence that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid to have Trump campaign servers and then the presidential servers spied upon. The White House is deflecting the question.
That's something I can't speak to from this podium, so I refer you to the Department of Justice.
As Russia continues to posture against their Ukrainian neighbor, U.S. and U.K. leaders have said not all hope is lost for a diplomatic solution to the crisis. In a 40-minute phone call, President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson agreed a deal was still possible despite warnings of imminent Russian military action. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
An inmate convicted of killing two people escaped from a Mississippi prison Sunday, his second time fleeing a state lockup since 2018. Michael Floyd Wilson, 51 years old, made his dash from Central Mississippi Correctional Facility by climbing over a 12-foot fence topped with razor wire. Wilson suffered cuts to his hands and arms during the escape and managed to get treated and released twice from an area hospital. Wilson was serving a life sentence for a 2014 double murder in Harrison County. Several staffers at Central Mississippi Correctional Facility have been placed on administrative leave. The State Department is reporting the United States has offered a sovereign loan guarantee to Ukraine of up to $1 billion to support the country's economy as the Eastern European country faces Russian posturing. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement the offer will bolster Ukraine's ability to ensure economy, its growth, and prosperity for its people. It should be noted Ukraine was described by both political parties as a corrupt political country just 2 years ago. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration has an invasion taking place at our southern border, so says Montana Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax, who is sponsoring legislation calling for a focus on U.S. borders.
And we've demonstrated over the last 12 months that the leadership in the White House is too weak to pursue the economic sanctions and keep them in place that should have been done. So when we start hearing conversations of the direction of this not changing over the last couple of weeks, the direction of this hasn't changed for last 12 months. That is why it's so critically important that I introduced the Secure America's Borders First Act just last week to say, if we are so concerned about the borders of a country several thousand miles away, when our own southern border has an invasion taking place, sure, we've got our priorities mixed up.
Congressman Rosendale says we have no obligation to Ukraine.
I think that we need to secure our southern border first. We have no moral or legal obligation to insert American soldiers or a treasure into Ukraine, a country that most people would have a difficult time finding on a map. 2 years ago, all we have heard is how corrupt Ukraine is. The entire world has been using them as a laundromat to clean their dirty money and then send it back out again to dirty politicians. And we do not have any moral or legal obligation to insert American troops or treasure into that country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.